From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. 22 candidates are on the ballot to help lead Birmingham City Schools for the next 4 years. Whoever is elected tomorrow will face challenges related to COVID-19 and its effects on students, teachers, and staff. WBHM's Kyra Miles takes a deeper look.
After a year of virtual learning, students and teachers are having to play catch-up on academics.
Children are behind. They're not where they typically would be.
That's Jennifer Summerlin, an assistant professor at the UAB School of Education. In a normal year, students usually lose about 20% of what they learned the year before. But with COVID disrupting class, now it's much greater. And the learning loss increases when families don't have access to the internet or other opportunities and resources.
For school board members and for families, we have to remember that we all have to work together to overcome this. But we also need to be mindful that people have been through a lot, and they're not necessarily going to walk back in and just hit the ground running to where we left off.
Another complex issue the newly elected school board will have to tackle is funding. Birmingham City Schools received $119 million in federal relief funding, and a quarter of that is supposed to address learning loss. Carol Gundlach says the federal relief money could be revolutionary for the district, but it doesn't solve systemic funding problems at the state level.
The greater context is that Alabama has historically restricted funding for our school systems, and in such a way that it protects the interests of the wealthy over the needs of the children.
Gundlach is the policy analyst at Alabama Arise, a statewide nonprofit that advocates for low-income families. In Alabama, school districts receive funding based on property taxes. So districts with valuable property get more money, and areas with less valuable property don't. The state then equally divides funding based on the number of students,
but doesn't really take into account the disparities that already exist at the local level.
Disparities like access to technology, experienced teachers, and other systemic barriers facing Birmingham City Schools.
So all of those things make it really difficult for school boards to do what they know they really need to do to adequately fund education, because their hands are tied in their ability to raise the money that's needed.
Many advocates say the school board needs to keep students at the center of their decisions. And to do that, they need to listen to their parents. Rachel Harmon is the executive director for Birmingham Promise, which addresses economic mobility for students.
You're not only solving for what happens inside a school building, you're solving for constrained economic opportunity that parents experience and that communities experience.
Nearly 70% of children in Birmingham City Schools come from lower socioeconomic homes. Harmon says parents care about their children's education, but they might not always have time to attend school board meetings, especially if they're working.
You know, ultimately boils down to, do parents feel that they are able to influence outcomes? If parents don't feel that their voice matters in a process, I don't think it's fair to expect them to participate in it.
9 people serve on the Birmingham City School Board and oversee the education of 22,000 students. Their main role is to set standards for the district and make sure the superintendent follows their mission. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM.